And you, Mago, hold your tongue and find another lamb to mount. These belong to my Khaleesi.
He started to reach out a hand to Daenerys, but as he lifted his arm, Drogo grimaced in sudden pain and turned his head. Danny could almost feel his agony. The wounds were worse than Ser Jorah had led her to believe. "Where are the healers?" she demanded. The Khaleesi had two sorts, barren women and eunuch slaves. The herb women dealt in potions and spells, the eunuchs in knife, needle, and fire. Why did they not attend the Khal?
The Khal sent the healers' men away, Khaleesi,
old Kahalo assured her. Danny saw the blood rider had taken a wound himself, a deep gash in his left shoulder.
Many riders are hurt,
Khal Drogo said stubbornly.
Let them be healed first. This arrow is no more than the bite of a fly. This little cut is only a new scar to boast of to my son.
Danny could see the muscles in his chest where the skin had been cut away. A trickle of blood ran from the arrow that pierced his arm. It is not for Khal Drogo to wait, she proclaimed. Jogo, seek out these eunuchs and bring them here at once.